We are learning Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Omid Beis, the last Omid of Maseches Bava Kama, Hashem, and we start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Omid. Muchin Sha'akoyvis Moitzi Harei El Shaloi. The derech was in those days that the koyves washed a piece of clothing and then he had to dry it, so he used to put it on a frame and then stretch it out, because when it dries, it gets a little bit, it shrinks a little bit, and therefore in order it shouldn't shrink, they put it onto like a two poles with nails, and they tied it to it, and they stretched it out, and they were syric it. I think the English word for syric is teasling. So some things came out, when you did this, a lot of materials came out of the begadim, out of the garments. So let's read it inside. Muchen. When the kovis washes the garment, some muchen come out, little pieces of tzemer. The halacha is harei el shaloi. That belongs to the kovis, to the person washing it, because the bialim is not makban on that. But the one who's doing the tizling, he's combing it. There, the halacha is that it goes to the bialim, because that's a significant amount of wool. Hakovis noyt the gimel chutim ven shaloi. Sometimes on the bottom of the begadim, there are some extra threads that the kovis takes. The hinchaloi, yes, mekanvis. More than three threads come out. Harei el shalabayis, mungs the rabbayis. And ma'ayus shachar. If this hem on the bottom was made out of black thread, al gabi lavan on top of a white garment, noitas the kovin shaloi. That's for sure oimid to be taken off, and therefore the kovis could keep it. Hachayet sheshayer sachut kedei litva boy. If a chayit, someone gave threads to a tailor to make a baguette, and he left over some threads, enough to sew with it, enough material left, which is 3x3, that's enough of amount that belongs to the Baal Bayis. We're talking about here a carpenter that's doing work with wood, and what is moitzi b'matzad, matzad is like a small little knife that you shave the wood. Usually it makes the wood nice. So this small thing, the things that come off it, the sawdust that comes off it, is very small. And there belongs to the carpenter. But if you're talking about an axe of a Baal Bayis, that there, he's knocking off big pieces, the halach is that it belongs to the Baal Bayis. So Kshil Shal Baal Bayis. If he uses the axe, he's not going to pick a piece, it belongs to the Baal Bayis. Moyoise is Baal Bayis. If he's working by the Baal Bayis, Af on the Sarm is Baal Bayis, even the sawdust belongs to the Baal Bayis. What does that mean? Eitz of Baal Bayis. Rashi says, Schir Yoim. Rashi says, there's a difference between a Kablin, which is a Kablin, you give him the job and he does it. This one is Schir Yoim, which means a day worker. So a day worker owes it to the Baal Bayis, Rashi learns. But a Kablin, which is someone who's like a carpenter there, he gets to keep the sawdust. But others learn that the difference is where it's done. It's Eitz of Baal Bayis means in the Baal Bayis' house, then the Sarm's Baal Bayis. But if it's someone else, he's not interested in transporting that sawdust and therefore belongs to the carpenter. That's the Nafkin, not between the Schir Yoim and Kavlin. The Nafkin is between where it's done. That's the Rambam learns, and someone learned Rashi means that as well. Ayin Taisis Yontif. Zog to Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Loichim muchim and akayves is mut to purchase little piece of wool from the kayves, mepnei she'en shaloi, because it belongs to the kayves. Another halacha, hakayves noitel shnei chutim al yoinim ven shaloi. The kayves could take two chutim al yoinim, which means that on the border of the baguette, which usually comes off, he can keep the two chutim. Either Mishnah has three chutim, the Gemara will ask the kasha. On top of the base, lo yitav yoisim eshloisha chuvin. What is that? When they hung up this garment on the two poles with nails, they hung it up, so it had to hang up that garment. They made little loops on the side of the garment, on the right side and the left side, and as they hung it up. Now, the tighter those loops are, the more you can stretch it out. And the more you stretch it out, the more material will have to be cut off. Because if you picture the idea, I don't know if some people have a Gemara with a picture in it, they can see that when they stretched it out, so then wherever those loops were, so some of the baguette was sticking out, and they had to cut that off. So in this case, the syrik will get a lot of extra pieces of baguette. So you should not sew these chuvin more than three stitches, because then it's not so tight, so you can't stretch it as much. So don't attach those loops with more than 3 stitches, and therefore it cannot be stretched as much, and you won't have to cut off as much. When you comb it, when you do this teasling, it's like combing it to make it that shouldn't shrink and it's more fresh. So you should not be sirikid l'shesyoy. Ella la'erev. You don't do it vertically, you do it horizontally. Why? Because you do it vertically, you're going to hit the threads that are shesi, and those threads are very thin. So it might cause it to rip. Masha'inkin, you go la'erev, you go horizontally, there you're attacking the thick threads, the weft. And the weft is much thicker threads, and therefore it won't rip it. Umashveyu la'arkoy, avaloy la'rachvoy. And when you even it out, even ala arkay, not la rachbay. Why? Because you only tie it, only should tie it on the orich side, not the rachiv side. When you tie it to the poles, only tie it from 2 sides, not from 4 sides. And always tie it from the length, not from the width. Then when it's on this on these 2 poles and it's being stretched, so obviously the parts where the loops are, something sticking out, that has to be cut and evened out. That can be up to a tefach, ad tefach, up to 3-4 inches. Rishay, it's mutter to cut that, and that belongs to the sirik, the one who's doing the combing, the teasling. Amamar, shnei chutim, it says here that 2 chutim go to the kaivis. Freite Gemara, vanan tana, the Mishnah says shloisha, there's 3 chutim that are on the hem of the garment you can take off. Like kasha, balimi, obaktini. Depends what type of threads. Thick threads, you only get 2. When it's thinner threads, you get 3. Well, Yisrik, I beg the it says, when you comb it, you should only comb it on the chassis, not, it only comb out on the erev, not on the chassis. Only comb it horizontally, not vertically. Vatanya, the opposite. Like kasha, obaklimo, obasarvla. Like we spoke out, that it causes it to rip more. Now, but on the other hand, when you comb it, with the chassis, you comb it vertically, so that has a maila that will be a fresher look, it'll be a nicer look, a finer look. So if it's something you wear every day, it's nice to have a fine look, but you don't want to do that because it's going to rip. You wear this every day. But a sarvala, which is a special beged, like a bekacha, you wear it covered with lanoi, so there it's better if it looks nicer, you're not wearing it as much, and therefore you're not worried about getting ripped. It says, when you put the loops on, you should not sew more than 3 stitches. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, what's called 3 stitches? Am tuye v'asuye echad, going in and out, is that 1 stitch or 2 stitch? Oidum am tuye v'asuye trey, it's called 2. Is it 1 or 2 when you go in and out? Is each one in and out, is that 1 stitch or 2 stitches? Teiku, we're blabbing with a shayla. It says, ma'asveyu l'arkar l'arachboy, that when you even out on the length, not on the width. V'atanya ipcha, it says the opposite, even out, even on the width, not the length. Like kasha v'glima v'ham yoyne. Buy a shirt, you do the length, not the width. Buy a gartel, a belt, so there, the width is very, very small. And that's the only part that people see, really. Because you wrap it around yourself, and the thing's hanging off on the 2 ends. You only see the rachvay, the width, and it's very small. So there, that's what you cut off, we even it out. The rest doesn't have to be even out, because people don't see that. And therefore, you can just even out the rachvay, not the archvay. Not the archa. Torah bono. Ein loichim na soirik muchin. You cannot buy a muchin from the soirik. We said the kaivis he could, but not from the soirik. In shloi, it's not his. V'makom shenogu shliyah shloi, in a place where the minig is to give it to him, loichim, you can buy muchin from the soirik. V'chol makom, in any case, even a place where the muchin does not belong to the soirik, does not belong to the teasler, v'chol makom loichim hem kar mali muchin. You can buy a pillow full of muchin, v'keses mali muchin. My time kind of a shinui. What's the reason? Because you are kind of with a shinui, because now you made it into a pillow, it's not anymore mukhin. And the achrayim asked, the alchayim should be a shinui that could be chayzel b'riyasai, and I don't remember what the answer, but they have a kasha over here, that why you're kind of a shinui, alchayim, those mukhin could be put back, it just open up the pillow, and throw out the mukhin, alchayim, it's a chayzel b'riyasai, they're bothered by that kasha. I forgot what, if they answered the kasha or not, I forgot. Tana Bono. In loichin megardi, you cannot purchase from a tailor, a weaver. You're not allowed to purchase them loi irin, loi nirin, loi punkelin, loi shuri pekiyos. So you're not allowed to buy irin. What are these things? It's good to go weiter. What are irin? Irin is that it's very complicated what these things are. But if you have a picture, it's a little better. A ear, a ira, is if you have a little. They had this thing called the baichliar, that's what's called in Hebrew, I forgot what's called in English, that was the thing they used to put the weft through the weave. It basically held the spool of thread. This thing held, it's a piece of wood that holds the spool of thread. Now, how do you make sure the thread does not fall off the stick, off the spool? So on top, you put a piece of wool over there, and that's called the ira. That piece of wool usually belongs to the owner of the threads and not to the tailor. So here, the weaver, if he has this, he stole it, and you cannot buy it from him. That's irin. Nirin is these little loops that are used for the weave. Also, that belongs to the person who gave the threads. And punkalin are a different type of spools that when they use different color threads, use different spools. That's like a spool of thread. That's punkalin. And shiari pekiyos are the leftover from the thread from a spool. All these things you do not buy from the weaver because it's very possible he stole it. You could buy from him a colorful beggar, even though you know for sure where did he get all these colors from. He got them from your wool, but still, it's kind of a shinut. And you also allowed to buy from him erev v'sheisi tavi v'arig. You're allowed to buy from him wool or threads that are spun and woven already. It's mutter to buy those things from him. All these things are kind of a shinut. If you can buy it, if it's ready spun, you can buy it. Arug, if it's woven with bayi, you always spin before you weave. So what's the chiddush that you can buy your arug from him? Avada, you ready? It's ready spun. And for the gemara, my arug tichi. There's a way to do weaving without doing spinning, and that's by tichi. That's by making ropes, making a rope. So there, also you can buy it from him. All these reasons why you can buy these things from them, even though it's stolen, is because it's a kind of a shinui. Tanur abana, the guy who dies. A dyer, we call him a tzaba, by him, first of all, there's a few things they do. First of all, you bring a piece of material for him, and he tests the dye on that material to see if it comes out good. And there's another thing, the owner also of the wool brings a dugma, which means he brings a color that he wants. So he brings their example. So it says over here, Torah Bona, Elichim and Tzaba, Oisais is the one you practiced on. Dugmais, that's the one that the color came in it, the thing that showed him the color. You're not allowed to buy them from him because it belongs to the owner. You can't buy from him things of wool, tongues of wool. Why not? Because these things all probably do not belong to him. You can buy from him a beged tzavua because first of all, he usually doesn't steal a whole beged. And number two is, even if he did, he was kind of a shinoi by dyeing the beged. So you're allowed to buy from him a beged tzavua. And you're also allowed to buy from him, and tavu you begad them. You're allowed to buy from him spun wool begad them. So frek demar hashda tavu yishakal begad them. Why? Like of course begad them. And you raise a beged tzavua also. What's begad them? My begad them namti. Begad them means namti. That's like quilts. Quilts are made different than begad them. It's not woven. It's just a bunch of threads stuck together. So you can buy from him quilts, and that's also called a shinui. These things. The reason why you keep kind of these things from him because they're kind of a shinui. Tanur Rabbanan, Nosin Oiris La'avdan. You give leather to the tanner, and he makes it into a tablecloth or into shoes, whatever it is. Hakitzun v'hatilushin Oiris La'avayis. The things he cuts off, and the things and the tzemer that comes off it, also some wool could be attached to the leather. Those things all belong to the balabayis. That's the halach. Oiris La'avayis. Va'oilo m'shata ma'irish loy. But the little pieces of wool that come off in the water, that's the davamuah. That the balabayis mafker. That they keep. It said in the Mishnah, "Imhoya shachar that if the garments had these black hems, those are made to come off because it's black and white. Now they used to cut it off, and the kovis cut it off, and they kept that." Amar Rav Yehuda, "Katsura shemei." He's called a katsura in Aramaic. We call a kovis a katsura, and it makes sense because he's a katsura the beged. He cuts off the beged, so the name fits. Mekatzer is in Hebrew. So Katzer Shmei, Mekatzer Shakal, he takes the things that he cuts off. Omrav Yehuda, HaKoil Oilem Minyan Tcheles. That means like this. The halacha is that when you have a beged, you're not allowed to put the tzitzis mamash on the corner. You have to go, remove from the corner a certain amount of, from your thumb knuckle until the nail. That's how much a minimum has to be removed. It can't be more than 3 thumb breadths. It can't be removed from the corner. Now, do you count that hem that's there? Is that part of the beged or not? So he says, yes, it's part of the beged. You know, sometimes people take it off, but it's considered part of the beged. But the Yitzchak Bri covered alive. Yitzchak Bri was makbet to remove that before he put tzitzis because he held it was not part of the beged. And we pass Kalamayas, it is part of the beged and not like the chumrah of his son Yitzchak. Hachayit Shayer Esachut. And says, if you left over thread enough to be teifer, to weave with it, to sew with it, then the halacha is it belongs to the Baal Bayis. The kama litvar, what's cool enough to sew? Omrav asi, molei amachat, and chutz amachat. It's enough, like the length of the needle, and a little bit more. Because to do even one stitch, you have to have a little bit more than the needle, because if not, you won't be able to turn it around. So, bayalu, molei machat, and chutz amachat, is how much? Kamolei machat? When it says you have the length of a needle, and more than that. How much more? Another length of a needle? Or you do a molei machat, chutz amachat, mashu? Or it's a little bit enough to have a mashu? How much do you have to have? Toshema, Wimtana Braisa, Titania, Hachai Shai is a chut pachois bagde litva boy. If you left over chut pachois that you could do a tviro, umatlis, you push a mashalosh, and a piece of materials less than 3x3, the locha is that what? Bizman shvabais, makabalayim, reyosh vabais. If vabais makabal goes vabais, if vabais makabalayim, reyosh loy. So there it depends. In a case where it's 3, the stoma is, it belongs to the vabais. When it's less than 3, so then it depends if he's makabal or not, if you keep it. So now it says, that pachoy speak the litva boy. So bishlam iamrit bishlama mali machus machat kmali machat. If when it said that litva boy meant mali machat and chutz machat the length of a machat. So what's pachoy mekan? So pachoy mekan is mashu. So that's at least chazil asichsa. At least you could use it to sew those chuvim we had before, those loops. But if you say that litva boy is a machat and a mashu, and less than that. Eli Amrit Moli Mach Mutzal Mach Mashu Pachas Mekan is my chazi. Can't do anything. Can't do any stitches with that. El Shmamino Moli Mach Mutzal Mach Kemoli Mach Shmamino. When it says Litvar Boy means Machat and Moli Machat and Chutz and a double that, because if not less than that would not be worth anything. And it says that less than that has some kind of value, so it must be that it's enough to sew loops. So it must be that that's a Mashu. And the case of our Mishnah says, Litvar boy is a machat and a moli machat coming out. It said in our Mishnah, Masha Acharosh, the Mishnah says that if a carpenter is shaving wood, so it says, what he might say, matzad, which is a tool called the adz, something like that, it's like a little knife, so there it belongs to him. That's just like a sawdust. But the kshil, an axe, belongs to Balabites. Vreitiv Avraminu Asir Kasha, Masha Acharosh, might say, matzad. What the charash is takes out with a matzah, that sawdust, vanifsak magira, and the things that fall off with a saw, haray el shavayis. Shavayis gets it's big enough pieces of belongs to shavayis. Vayoyitz matachas makdeach. What comes out of makdeach, which is a drill, which is very little sawdust, matachas retini, and it comes off a plane. A plane is a type of thing that smooths out the wood. Vanigrar b'magira, and that comes out with the magira, which is a saw. Haray el shloy, you keep that. There's a difference between nifsak, is broken off with a saw, and nigrar, which means gets rubbed off with a magira, that's different. What's the kasha? Here it says in the braisa that matzad, the loch is balbais. Our Mishnah matzad belongs to him. Amarava, but after the time of the dawn, ika tarti, you have two tools, tarti chatzini. The rabbasi, the bigger one, karli kashil, the bigger one you call an axe, but the rabbasi, karli matzad, and the smaller one you call the matzad, the edge. That the adds, that's what you call it. And that thing is smaller, it has sawdust. But as Sanabara, Chadu Ika, we call it matzah. It's the axe that we're calling matzah, and that's why the Baal Bayis keeps it. Because the axe cuts off bigger pieces. So really, there's no machlaikis. If it's big pieces, it goes to Baal Bayis. If it's sawdust, it goes to the carpenter. Like I said, it might be exception if it's in the house, or if it's a skir yom firashi, then even the sawdust belongs to Baal Bayis. It's said in the Mishnah, the Halacha, the Torah, Banan, Misasei Avonim, people with chisel stones, Ein Behem Shom Gezel. They're allowed to keep those extra pieces because that's worthless. They're just chiseling the stones and knocking little pieces that belongs to that. No Gezel. Mefaske Elonis, if someone is pruning trees, Mefaske, it was too many, pruning means there's too many branches, he takes them off. Faske Gefanim, he's pruning grapevines. Menakve Higi, he's taking out the thorns. The halacha is, he's pulling out the vegetables that are in between the zroim. Va'oidre yirokos, he's digging around the yirokos when it's too tight everything. So what's the halacha with those things that you take out? So Balbais makbid is gezel. Ein Balbais makbid leim areil shloy. If the Balbais is not makbid, then it belongs to him. then it belongs, Hare Elu Shaloi, then it belongs to the person who's doing the work. Omer Rav Yehuda, Kishois Vechazes, these are different type of haps or shachas, the different parts of the tefuah that are not really eaten so much. Im Be'em Shum Gezel. Basa the captain, Yeshem Shum Gezel. And the last five, six words I'll leave off for the Siyim, for those making a Siyim, Mazel Tov, and everyone finishing with Gvalda Masechta. The end of Rashi says, Rashi ends with the word retoiv because Rashi wants to end the Masechta with a good word. Usually Masechta ends with a good saying, so Rashi ended the Masechta with the word toiv, even though it's not needed. He wanted to end the word toiv. Now, why doesn't our Mishnah end with something special, or Masechta end with something special? Because Be'etzem, the three Masechta is really one Masechta. Masechta is a Zikin, and it had three bavas, three gates. Bava Kama, Bava Matzia, it's like Masechta's Kalim, had three bavas. Has the first 10 Prakim, second 10 Prakim, and third 10 Prakim. Just they separate the three Masechtas, therefore it's not really the end of the Masechta, or really middle of Masechta Zikim, we just finished one third, that's why it doesn't end with that. But Mazel Tov on those who finished, and those that Chazaret, Miyat Hashem. So, Miyat Hashem, Mazel Tov, we're starting Masechta Bava Matzia.